Blog Talk Radio.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women musicians globally through events, concerts, performances, clinics, lectures, workshops, articles, interviews, newsletters, courses, contacts, research, history, archives, websites, film, audio and video recordings, and recognition. Visit us at WIJSF.com. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/musicwoman with your host, Diva JC.
Thank you.
BlackBerry knows them all. Good afternoon. This is Dr. Diva JC here in Atlanta, and it is a beautiful, warm, breezy spring day, and we are so appreciative of that weather. So you just heard the big band of Barbara Bruckmüller in Austria, and she's here. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for inviting me for the interview.
Well, thank you for the music. That was very enlivening and uplifting.
That's great to hear. I'm happy.
It is. Great to hear. So, Barbara, you are living in Austria. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. Vienna and Austria. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, listen, let's get right into the interview. And during that time, you will have plenty of space to talk about yourself as a musician. So how did you come to music as a child?
Well, I was born in Vienna, and it was actually we're a very musical family, kind of, because my father, when he was a young man, he played French horn. He loved the classical music. So we had a lot of operas and classical pieces. But also from my mother's side, my grandfather used to play with his brother. They played accordion and violin and were singing Viennese, traditional Viennese songs. So my grandmother and my mother loved to sing all the time as well. And we had also a piano at home. So when I was a child, I was really looking forward to play the piano. And and also I saw a lot of movies, MGM movies especially. So the so-called Hollywood jazz. And I loved it from the beginning. So it was just naturally to me that the music is all around the house. And and I loved music, yeah, since I was born.
did you study music theory?
Not music theory, but I studied just piano. And with jazz piano, you have as well music theory as well. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so how did you come to form your big band? Because most people will form a quartet or a quintet, you know.
That's right, yeah.
But you went for the jugular and formed. What do you? How many pieces? How many members do you have in your debate?
It's different, but normally it's a 15-piece big band. But it goes up to 20. Like last February, when I also had a string quartet with the jazz orchestra with me. So, but yeah, normally it's like 15-piece to 18 maybe. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I also like have a 10-piece band, yeah.
How you write music, is that correct?
Correct, yes. Yeah, that's correct.
And how many compositions have you written? 100, 10, 1,000?
Not so much right now. Written like scribbling, I have a lot, but like written for the big band and really like for arranging and all the stuff is like I think around 40 or 50, something like that. Because I could have written more, sure, but there's so many things around, so it's also a question of time sometimes, especially when you write for a big band. It's all the other stuff as well. Like you really have to, it takes longer than just writing for a quartet or something like that. Just writing a song, yeah.
And do you have publishing company?
I don't have a publishing company, but I have my own label. But we have like in the US, the ASCAP, it's here in Austria, it's called AKM. So with them. So
is
like the
ATM?
AKM.
Oh, AKM. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So have you ever thought about putting your songs in a book?
Lately, yes. Actually, yes. I thought about it.
Okay.
But, yeah, the time. It quite takes some time, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I claim to be the only woman in the world with a jazz and blues song book. And I encourage the members of Women in Jazz South Florida to write a book and include some of your songs. You know, I did it for copyright purposes because it's about $35 to copyright one song. But if you put them in a book, it's $35
mm-hmm.
to copyright the book. You see? So,
yes, right, okay. Uh-huh.
Right. So everything is copywritten at that one time. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, we are about promotion and business, promoting
right.
women musicians and helping them or talking, discussing, because we learn from each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so somebody just emailed me, did I know an organist? And one of the ladies that's on, I think, our second CD, because we have 8 CDs of women's music.
Wow.
So she's on our second one. She plays organ. So I put her in touch with the saxophone player. You know, it's a network that it's like a big web.
Yes, right. That's necessary. But great, that's great.
But you are only the second conductor. Sabrina Alfonso was the first conductor, and you're the second.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Second conductor, yay. So, and there are plenty out there, but they don't make it this way. They don't come to this organization,
right.
you know. Well, listen,
right.
you talked enough. Let's listen to, I may not play the whole thing of Silence is Not an Option. Let's see, because it's long.
Okay.
But
mm-hmm.
here goes. Silence is not an option, and it's something for freedom. What does it say?
It ends with an epilogue for it's the hymn to freedom from Oscar Peterson.
Okay.
But it's on the end then, so it's the very end.
All right. This is Barbara Brookmuller, Big Band. With Silence is Not an Option, the hymn for freedom.
Silence is not an option.
I am my brother's keeper. And when you say the name Jacob Blake, make sure you say father. Make sure you say cousin. Make sure you say uncle. Make sure you say son. But most importantly, make sure you say. Human.
years.
For 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 years.
Eric Garner. Garner. John Crawford. Crawford. Third. Michael Brown.
Brown.
Frank Smart.
Izelle
Ford.
Natasha.
Kim.
Dante.
Parker.
Parker.
Tony Robbins.
Robbins.
Michelle.
Michelle.
Rousseau.
Anthony.
Laquan
McDonald,
McDonald,
Hall,
Tanisha,
Sparrow,
Philip,
Men,
White,
Kai,
Gurley,
Phoenix,
Eric,
Tamir,
Wright,
Walter,
Scott,
Bane,
Brisbane,
William,
Jeremy,
Reed,
Michael,
George,
Man,
Brian,
Keith,
Brendan,
Lynn,
Michael,
Lee,
Christian,
Taylor,
I hear is clarity in this man. So my question is, how long has this big band been together, Barbara?
Well, this is, I started in 2009, so it's more than 15 years right now. It's 15 years, actually, 15 years ago. And so, yeah, most of the musicians are always the same, but sometimes some musicians are changing. But it's like, yeah, 15 years ago. So.
And how many women are in the band?
More and more. Each year it grows. right now it's like, it depends on who has time, but I would say right now with the string quartet, of course, it's more. It's like nine women.
So nine. Okay, well, that's 50%. That's 50%. That's what we call progress. Particularly.
Yes.
Yeah, because women are omitted from particularly jazz big bands.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you are providing a way for women to be heard, for their music to be heard. And that is on the top of our list of things to do. So I have some incense burning that's making me cough.
Okay.
Well, Barbara, that was astounding.
Yes.
Great music. I looked at a lot of videos, and I was entranced because I love big band. I like to listen to it. And Sun Ra lived down the hill from me in Philadelphia.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well,
so I got to go and hear all of the music. I went to a lot of their gigs. And, you know, the one that's left, Marshall Allen, he's in his 90s. And, you know, this was back in the 70s. So
yes,
this is like 34, 35 years ago. So it's, and I hear Sun Ra in your big band. I hear the other, you know, I hear Ellington, I hear Basie. But what other big bands did you love?
You mean my big bands, my favorite big bands?
Yes.
It was all of them. It was like Duke Ellington, like I said, Count Basie, but also like Gil Evans, Pat Jones, Mel Lewis, I loved a lot, Oliver Nelson, even Maria Schneider as well. It's a totally different style, but that are my favorites. And Sun Ra as well as two. Sun Ra. So also, I also heard them live twice right now, Sun Ra Orchestra, like in the last year, couple of years. Great.
Well, the thing about Sun Ra is that he had a vocalist, June, and she sounded like the person that was on Silence Is Not an Option.
All right.
That's what reminded me of Sun Ra. The spoken word, because I've been there, you know, and watched them many times. So, So what would you tell a young woman coming into the music industry?
Well, I would tell her that first you have to know that it might be a longer and harder way than you think before you. And then you have to find your own voice, and you have to be always true to yourself and your ideas, and never try to make something because you think that's the only thing that the audience likes or is expecting of you. And most of all, don't be afraid of failures. That's right, the correct failures. As one can learn so many things from things not working, and they're going to happen, the failures. So it can be maybe for the first three success or even between so most of all, if you really really love what you're doing, never give up.
Keep on going,
whatever it is. But if you love it, what you're doing, then you have to do it. So, yeah.
So, what do you like? Do you create your arrangements by hand or digitally now?
As a creating, I do it by hand on the piano and by hand. But of course, if it's finished, the whole thing, I put it in the computer because then it's easier to make the lead sheets for every musician, the parts. So, but creating is on the hand, with the piano on hand, yeah.
So see, that's what I'm talking about. I did that process, and I took the lead sheets and created a book with 41 songs.
Wow, that's beautiful. Wow, that's a lot of work. Right. Wow.
Yeah, but you could do it with 15 songs. you know, and then have volume one, volume two, volume three, you know.
That's correct.
Yeah, I suggest that you put it in a book because I think that's why the music of Haydn, Beethoven, Mozart, somebody wrote it on a piece of paper. And
right.
It wound up in a book. So
it's forever. Yeah.
If you have this body of work, you know, you could take the 10 best pieces and put them in
mm-hmm.
a book. Or, you know, the big bands, they buy these charts, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And so you have... Each chart becomes a book.
mm-hmm.
You know
kind
what
of,
I'm
yes.
yeah.
It's true.
And so I have my music on Sheet Plus or something like that. I can't remember, but
I saw that. I was thinking about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry.
And that's all I'm saying. Think about that. That get your stuff printed so that
mm-hmm.
other big bands, you know, because they'll say, well, women don't write music. Women don't do this. Women don't do that. Women do everything, but do we make it available for the public?
That's the point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. you have to put it in an e-book form or something like that. You'll figure it out, because I had to figure out how to get
mm-hmm.
mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I love your music, so I want to go back and I want to listen now to Rewind and Play Again. So we'll be back with more Barbara Brookmuller.
Thank you.
So I hear in a sentimental mood, I definitely heard that.
Now that you say it.
And it's interesting because I wrote music for a Sunday afternoon because when I was back in the 50s, I was a child and they had movie for a Sunday afternoon. And it was this type of music.
So this was when I was a kid, it was like Saturday afternoon and it was like kind of movies in the I think that this has come through.
I like it. I like to hear this music because seemingly it's a lost art, you know, with the music that you hear commercially today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what are your plans? What's your present or next project?
Well, I'm still working on my, I'm still in a project because in February it was called Three Views of a Musical Piece, A Chain of Moments, Sweden 5 Movement. And this Cuban pianist and composer, Aruan Ortiz, so I invited him and I took one, what we just heard, it was one part of the suite. And we recorded it in different, live recorded it, but one part was with the big band and another was with only the string quartet and piano, and the third was with a jazz sextet and the piano. And now we recorded everything, and now I'm working on that recording, like we're just mixing and mastering. And out of that project came a new band, so we decided with the string quartet and the piano to stay together, and we call it Chain of Moments Quintet. So, and I'm trying to, that we keep on going with this quintet as well. So that's the second project going on. But right now I'm still in the recording, in the mixing and mastering, it's the last recording,
So the five pieces that we're hearing today, what is the title of that suite?
What was that? Sorry. The last piece.
No. Not each piece together. What are they called?
Together is, but the pieces I sent you were different from different times. But the last one, the Rewind and Play Again, was from the suite. It's called A Chain of Moments. It's the main thing. Yeah. And so it's a suite, and it's one movement and five movements, and this was the fourth movement of the suite.
Okay, and then conclusion.
It's the last one.
So, in other words, Blackbird, Silence, Brazilian flavored coffee, Rewind, and Conclusion. Are they all from different recording situations?
The first three, yes. The first two were from another live concert in 2020. So the Blackbird and the Silence. And the Brazilian Flavored Coffee was on my debut album from 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And now the last two are the latest recordings right now, from the concert in February 24. So we are going to release this recording in fall 24.
Excellent. Now, have you ever come to the States?
Yes, I was in New York quite some times, like five times, and I'm kind of planning to come back maybe in December this year. Let's see if this works.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how that feels, because I lived in Switzerland on and off, mm-hmm. on and off for 8 years. So mm-hmm. I know exactly what it is that you're experiencing. So with anything, you know, that we can do as an organization to help you, you have to let us know, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Because we have a lot of members from all over the country in mm-hmm. many different genres, not
right.
just,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. there's ways, like I would love for you to meet Lenore Raphael. She's mm-hmm. an incredible pianist. And anyway, if that's to be, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Yes. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
But conclusion is a very long piece. So can you just wrap it up for us?
What do you mean?
Conclusion.
Yes, a very long piece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us about it.
About the conclusion. What is the conclusion? Conclusion has to be in every... has to be in, it's the last station of a love affair, actually.
Oh, kind of. Okay. Yeah. I knew there was more to it than just the end.
Yeah, it was like closing one door, opening the next door. So, yeah, kind of. Conclusion
okay.
is not to stay in the same circle. So, make the next step, kind of. So. Yeah.
I got you. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here, Barbara. And we're going to go out with conclusion. And I look to see you on Zoom with the composers the last Sunday. Any other time, just reach out to me and let us join hands across the big pond.
Right. Thank you for the invitation.
Okay. So here's conclusion by the Barbara Brookmuller Big Band.
Thank you.
WIJSF.com. Women in Jazz South Florida, Inc. is a nonprofit educational organization that promotes women